Hey, welcome to episode 140, Fresh Air at 5, another decade marker. Can't believe it. Still moving, still going, and I'm so thankful that I got the privilege of talking to you here in this podcast. So, the podcast is brought to you by me and all the inspiration that I get in my morning walks from the likes of John Spencer this week and Alana Winnick. We got George Koros and Sarah Kandela. Sarah. We've got, Suzanne Daly and Lainey Rowell and her guest, Dr. Yvette Cantu, as well as we've got, Shanna Martin and Fuzz Martin. They bring us content that I put into my ears and then I talked about in the podcast. So good to be here and I'm glad to share. So thanks for listening. Hope you get some inspiration out of it. And I got a new thing that I'm starting to do on Spotify. I'm putting a playlist. So in the show notes, there's a link to the playlist of actually the podcast that I've listened to. So take a listen to those if you like. So if you hear something that I say that's inspiring, you can go listen to the full episode. All right. Thanks so much. Hope you have a great day. And now episode 140.
I'm Brian Stanton, host of Teaching While Queer, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to Fresh Air at 5, the podcast. I'm your host, Brian Carpenter. Fresh Air at 5 is my regular attempt to exercise by walking about my neighborhood to take in podcast content, then reflect in an unedited video, which I finally post to my Twitter channel. This podcast will be a regular collection of the audio from these selfie videos. You can follow me on Twitter at Fresh Air at 5 or check out my website, briancarpenter.com, for other content I have created and collected.
Hey, PLN, October 4, 2023. Good morning to you, and I hope you're doing well. It's Wednesday after a long weekend. Got back late on Monday evening from being upcountry fishing. Had a fantastic time with a friend, and we caught some fish and enjoyed being away. Was off the grid. There was no cell service. There was no internet, and there was no electricity or hot water or heat. We had to make heat by using a wood stove in our cabin. It was great to be away, floating on the lake, chasing fish, figuring out the problem, and the reward was there. So that was pretty cool. Got to connect with another couple guys that I had connected with prior, and we had a really good time. It was fantastic. All right, this morning as I'm walking, I listened to Teach Happier with Suzanne Daly. And Suzanne brings us an episode called Rush Hour Reactions. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a good one. Because you know what? We all get into rush hour and we react. So we have already a preconception about what she's going to talk about. And Suzanne, you did. You talked about being in a heightened state of busyness, which is not necessarily a good thing, and how our ability to make decisions goes down. I have an example from both weekends this past couple weekends away when I was fishing, that as I approached the weekend, my state of fast-pacedness of preparing increased a lot. I had lots of things to get ready for and get ready to do, and I did not make concrete and sound decisions about all of it. The first weekend, I forgot the salt and pepper, and I forgot the hot chilies as well as the tomato sauce for the tomato, for the pasta that I was making, as well as my buddy, he forgot eggs and we forgot some other things. So we had to make a trip into town when we needed to. And this past weekend, I forgot the coffee pot for my coffee. All right. Well, slow it down. Take a listen to Suzanne and have a fabulous. One more thing for October 4, 2023. Continuing my thoughts about rushedness, and you know, was looking at the time of the last video segment, and I rushed to the end and didn't get everything in that I needed to say. So Suzanne Daly's Teach Happier podcast, bonus episode from this past week called Rush Hour Reactions. Suzanne was talking about hurrying up and about making poor choices as we are in such a hurry. We don't make all the best decisions that we could make. So I forgot my coffee pot again, second weekend in a row. This time I didn't forget my coffee on the second weekend, but I did forget something. I forgot that. There's a couple other things I forgot, but it shows you that even in the state of you're going away to do something, that if you're rushing, it's not going to help. My friend Jen, she encouraged me on Friday as we were coming home from Pro D that I had a lot of things that I was like, let's go. And we got out of there, out of the Pro D, after we had a really good day of learning about Indigenous ways and about truth and reconciliation here in Canada. And we were on our way home and she's like, Brian, just slow down. It's not going to help you at all. It's not going to help you because you're going to get out as soon as you can. And it's not going to help to be rushed. So she was right. I slowed it down. But I still made some poor choices. One of the things that I noticed on last Friday, as we were at the First Nations Longhouse for our session, we were in there in the Longhouse, the nearby Samath band, and it was fantastic to hear Shelley Joseph speak about truth and reconciliation and about the trauma that has occurred and about moving forward and how we have to have a trauma-informed lens. You know, I had to actually during that stop myself and go, be right here. Got to be right here because wanting to be somewhere else wasn't going to make being right here go any faster. So it was really good. Had a good day. All right. Hope you did as well. Have a good day now. Talk to you soon. Bye. Another one more thing for October 4, 2023. Episode 74 of Evolving with Gratitude has Lainey Rowell talk with Dr. Yvette Cantu, who is way up there in the school district, the Bonaparte School District, and how she's engaged in leadership and being involved with people's lives and watching people make choices and decisions. And, you know, she talks about her professional life in this role and then what happens when she goes home to her family and she's all done for the day and how she needs to be mindful of the humans in her home that need her as much as the people and her workspace need her. Yvette, it was great to hear you talk about being authentic and real. It was the phrase came up about what are the happy things and also the hard things that have gone on for you today. And you know what? We don't focus so much on the hard things because that would expect us to be present and respond when they do share those hard things. And you know, we want people to be there when we share our hard things. It doesn't mean that they are bad things. It means that they are things that were stretching and growing us. I had a moment of that last week with my students, and we did a hard thing building our school newsletter, but it was awesome. It was fantastic because as a team, we worked through doing that. You talk also about giving each other grace and being gracious with one another. And, you know, as coming out of our Pro D last week, we heard about, you know, everyone has trauma at some place. We've all got something that's going on. And if we walk into a room with the understanding that likely everybody in the room has had trauma, we can be understanding more of possible triggers and how we can respond. So graciously respond, so very important. There's a whole lot more. And if you're a district leader, I would encourage you to listen to what Dr. Yvette Cantu has to say as she talks with Lainey Rowell. Thanks, Lainey. Have a fabulous day. We'll talk to you soon and we'll connect. Okay, bye-bye. The last thing for October 4, 2023, took in Tech Fools for Teachers episode this week with Shanna Martin and Fuzz as they bring us Google experiments for music and mindfulness. And you know what, Shanna? It's so cool to hear about the new innovations that are going on over at Google. And part of me, as an educator here in Abbotsford, as we have moved away from Google as our student learning space to Microsoft and Teams and Office 365 is saddened every time I hear Google Experiments, Google Classroom. But you know what? It's not too bad. I can still get to the Google Experiments and be able to play around with those things. So it's not that they're gone. It's just that they don't easily integrate into my Google Classroom, which doesn't exist anymore, into Microsoft Teams. But I can probably figure it out because I've been a Googler and I've been a learner. And so we can stretch it and make it work. So Shanna talks about Beethoven beats, which is like taking a beat that you put in and finding a segment of Beethoven's music with a similar beat. There's also Viola Berg, and she's a cello player, ostrich playing cello, and she does music, and you can program some stuff. And then there is mindfulness with nature. That's not exactly what it's called, but you can go check it out. And it has to do with calm and finding spaces and bits of audio that can help with mindfulness and calm in your classroom. All right, we'll talk to you soon. Have a fabulous day. I'm gonna get on with my day just before 5:30 a.m. Okay, have a good one. Bye. Hey, PLN, October 5, 2023, fresh air at 5 to you this morning, plus 12 degrees. We've got high overcast, but I can still see some stars through there, so that's nice that I can be out here and it's not raining. We're getting into the rainy season, and I'm thankful that it's not raining right now because it makes it harder for me to get out the door when it's cold and damp. Yes, being honest. All right, this morning, I listened to episode 24 of the Optimalist Podcast with Sarah Candela, the host, and she has on guest in this episode, George Koros. I am a big fan of George Koros for the way he has affected my thinking over the years, and I got on Twitter because of George way back in the day in 2011 during his keynote at a conference, and I just appreciate how George's approach to innovation isn't something that you gotta, you know, that's hard to do. I mean, it is hard to do, because what we're doing is we're taking what's easy to do and making it better, doing things that are better than they were. You know, innovative teachers do things not the way that were done to them, possibly in their classroom, but with an open mind and wondering what the students actually care about, as opposed to what do I care about and you're going to get a grade at the end of this. You know, it's about taking the technology that is thrust upon us, and I'm in a situation in my district right now that, you know, we don't like the change, but what am I going to do about it? Because I can't go back and use the old technology. I have to use the new. And it's so there's force technology upon us, and then there's choice technology upon us. And we like the choice because it's us choosing. But then when it's forced upon us because of systemic changes in a district like mine right now, I have to embrace the change. Otherwise, I'm fighting the change. I can go on and on. All right. Thanks, George. Thanks, Sarah. Appreciate the conversation this morning. Have a fabulous day. Take a listen to this. Okay, bye. One more thing for October 5, 2023. All right, so we had the pot on the stove, and we were making the sauce. And, you know, you're working on it hard, and you're working on it to get it done. And that's what the last segment was about. So we're working hard to get it done. And then you turn the temperature down on the pot, and the aromas start lingering in the home, and, you know, things start coming together. Well, that's where we are right now in my head as I just listened to episode 24. Of the Optimalist Podcast with Sarah Candela and George Koros. And they talk about the question of, does innovation evolve, and other musings and adaptabilities on this with George Koros. That's the title of the episode. And I was looking at that going, okay, yes. So what I heard George say is that at its core, innovation does not evolve. Okay. And this, now you're like, well, innovation does change, because we attach the word innovation to new technologies and new things, but the whole process of innovation, of taking something that was and making it better so that we can be more functional and improve our quality of life, that is what innovation is. It's kind of like what science is and science knowledge is. We get confused between science and science knowledge. And maybe this is me way out there, but science in its own right is not difficult to do. We have the scientific method. We have a process of approaching something new that we don't understand. We make a hypothesis. We set up a procedure to test our hypothesis. We test our procedure. We look at the results. We maybe go back and readjust our hypothesis and go back and do it again and again. But at the bottom of it, science is not hard to do. Science knowledge does evolve. Science knowledge does change, but the process of science has remained the same for many, many, many years, and I believe it will be for many, many years. So innovation is the same way. It doesn't evolve. It what we get out of that is what evolves, but not the actual thing of innovation. All right, take a listen to George and Sarah talk, read George's books, and have a fabulous day. Bye-bye. Hey PLN, it's September 6, 2023, Friday. Here we are. It's actually October 6th. I got that wrong. I have been saying September for the past 6 days. Well, a month and 6 days now. I gotta change that. So it's October 6th, 2023. I'm up for Fresh Air at 5. I did not feel like getting out of bed. I'm glad I did. Soon as I stepped out my door and down the street, I was like, okay, we're okay. But it's that first few steps of getting moving. I think for me, that's a big thing. I think it's a big thing for a lot of people. Hopefully that, you know, you push through that initial inertia, the inertia of getting out of bed and getting moving. All right, this morning I listened to The Generative Age from NYSKATE, and that comes out of New York, and with Alana Winnick, and it's a podcast talking about AI, generative AI, and how we are functioning in our world today in our spaces with AI being present around us and behind us and in the technology that we're using. I am, you know, in episode 8, she talks with John Spencer, who is the author of Launch and many other awesome books, with AJ Giuliani, and how he has brought his perspective to the AI revolution. And apparently he just released a video about that. I need to take a look at that. And thank you, John, for talking with Alana. And that conversation is being shared with us here on the Podwaves. I have read part of your book, Launch, not a lot of it. I've gotten into some project-based and design thinking work that your work has helped me with, and I appreciate that. Take a listen to this episode, because John talks about how AI is pressing into creativity, but we can't do the creativity that we humans can do, but maybe we rest on that and we shouldn't do that. Okay, I'm coming back with more thoughts. Hang on. One more thing for September 6, 2023. Continuing my thoughts on The Generative Age, episode 8, with John Spencer and Alana Winnick, host. They are talking about how does creativity get impacted. And, you know, we can be concerned that creativity can get impacted. But I like what John has to say, that we need to be aware of the process our students are going through as they are progressing. And, you know, that's important. The process is so very important as we are creating. You know, how do we get there? The Talking Heads song, you know, the line comes in, and how did we get here? You know, that's important, the process. So paying attention to the process as you're working with your students is important in you being able to assess their ability to be creative, and ours as teachers as well. You know, there's AI around us. We use AI a lot, and we maybe don't know that, right? But the overt, I'm going to put my writing prompt into ChatGPT and rip off that article without actually thinking about it, that is dangerous. So digital citizenship goes along with this. Digital and ethical use of technology goes along with this, and should we just rely on what AI and ChatGPT and other things are making for us. All right, that's all I got. Thanks so much. They say it so much better in episode 8 of The Generative Age with Alana Winnick and John Spencer. Thanks. Have a good day. Goodbye.
As my one word for 2021 is appreciate, I appreciate you giving me a listen as I've created this podcast experience for you. It's a unique Blinkist or Cold Notes version of the content I take in, like a highlight reel, so that you can hopefully find other interesting podcasts you may not have considered before. I've recorded the specific podcast episodes in the show notes for your learning convenience. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of my upcoming episodes. And if you enjoy this podcast and its format, share it with someone else. Tweet about your experience or give it a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. Fresh Air at 5 can also be found on Voice Ed Radio. Your voice is right here and on the Education Podcast Network, podcast for educators, podcast by educators. I hope you have a fantastic day and get some fresh air before the day is out, and take care of yourself because you're worth it.